It's my great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC, at least over the phone line, David Hyde, who's the Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Central Chesapeake Division of Maryland. And, well, it's almost, gosh, it's almost Memorial Day, which means it's time to talk boating safety. David, so nice to talk to you again. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. A couple of years.
So when, for one thing, let's get started right off. When is Boating Safety Week?
Boating Safety Week this year runs from May 21st through May 27th. During the campaign, we like to promote boating safety awareness to the public through public outreach events, and especially our campaigns like Wear It. Because if you wear it, the life jacket, it can save your life.
Now, it still surprises me that so many people go out on boats and they don't wear their life jackets. And statistics show that they do, in fact, save lives, don't they?
Yes, they actually do. One of the leading causes of death in fatal boating accidents is drowning. And even people who are good swimmers, about 70% of those that end up overboard will drown. That's crazy. You know, if they had their life jacket on, whether they're conscious or not, the life jacket's liable to keep them heads up so they can breathe, and then somebody can get to them and revive them.
Well, you mentioned fatal accidents. In Maryland, you mentioned that there were 148 boating accidents reported in 2020. That's the latest data available. But there are all kinds of different accidents, aren't there?
Yes, collision accidents, either with another boat, either with people in the water, or with sandbars or debris, floating tree trunks, that sort of thing. You can't plan ahead for all of them, but you can be prepared if you're involved in one.
Well, I have a question. How about your boat itself? How do you determine? It's one thing to have the life vest and everything and to wear it, but how do you determine if the boat itself is safe?
Very good question, Mark. I'm glad you asked that. The Coast Guard Auxiliary provides what we call a vessel examiners, and there's a virtual vessel examiners checklist. So they will do a safety check on your boat. They make sure your registration is current. They make sure you have your safety equipment, your flares, your fire extinguishers, and everything else up to date in order to ensure that you're as safe as possible on the water.
Now, like you said here, what type of items are checked? Life jackets, registration and numbering. That's important, I would imagine. Navigation
Absolutely.
Lights. Having been in the Navy 26 years, those navigation lights are very important. Distress signals and battery cover connections. These are things that perhaps people have a tendency to overlook in their zeal to get out on the water.
Right. And because a lot of people have been cooped up for COVID since the beginning of 2020, even last year, there was a huge amount of people that wanted to get out on the water, and they were in a big hurry at the start of summer. So it was a little hectic out there for the Coast Guard and Coast Guard Auxiliary responding to everything. So the safer you can be on the water, the less problems you will cause for the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary or other boaters. So just like when you're driving, be polite, follow the rules. Stay out of other people's way if you possibly can.
Now, we have you've given me a whole plethora of websites here, some of which are rather lengthy. But what are a couple of main websites? And I will put these on our website, on the WBJC website. But what are a couple of the main websites you would recommend people who are interested in boating safety should check out?
Okay. The main one for is National Safe Boating Council, safeboatingcouncil.org. So Safe Boating Council is all one word. Then there's another one, weather.gov/safety/safeboating-week.
Now, is there a phone number that people can call if they have any questions about this?
Yeah, so I've put my phone number there, 301-503-0026. And if you can't reach me directly, please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
So we're talking safe boating as Memorial Day approaches and Safe Boating Week in Maryland and the area. I've been talking to David Hyde, who is the Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Central Chesapeake Division, Maryland, and they focus on safe boating. And David, it's so nice to hear your voice again after all this time, and I thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Thank you for having me.